Rainfall across the Midwest this weekend is still not expected to be very general and mostly quite limited. Well, best areas to see precipitation will probably be from west central and northwestern Illinois into parts of eastern Iowa and northward into portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin. The rain that occurs is probably going to be light, mostly upwards to half inch. There could be a couple of counties, though, that come in with 3/4 of an inch or more. We're just not likely to see it very widespread. The precipitation will certainly be welcome wherever it occurs. I still have considerable dryness out there across the eastern two-thirds of Iowa, a fair amount of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, down into Missouri, and all of these areas really need a good drink of water. It's getting awfully late into the season now. Another full week's worth of poor coverage and amounts of rainfall across this region is going to add more losses to some of the soybean crop. Any rain that occurs this weekend will certainly help to stave off some of that, but it's not going to be widespread enough. Many areas will just end up with minimal amounts of moisture, or we'll see no precipitation at all. A cold front cutting through the region next week is expected to weaken as it moves across the Midwest from northwest to southeast, and the end result of that is not going to be real favorable for some of these drier areas either. However, with that said, I do think that the potential still exists for some locally heavy rainfall to occur along that frontal boundary, but only in random locations. The bottom line to the next full week of weather across the Midwest will be a continuation of pockets of stress that will be significant enough to continue hurting some of the production potential for soybeans and continuing the poor environment for some of the crops in corn country. Well, the temperatures across the Midwest this weekend are expected to continue to be warmer than normal. We'll look for afternoon high temperatures today to be hottest in the plains and some of the western fringes of the Corn Belt. And afternoon temperatures will be well into the 80s throughout the western Corn Belt, and readings over 90 common from portions of Texas northward into North Dakota. In contrast, temperatures in Michigan and parts of Ohio will probably be mostly confined to the 70s. Tomorrow, we'll see some cooling occur in the northern plains, but everybody else is going to continue warm, 80s and lower 90s likely across the heart of the Midwest. We'll look for some 70s to occur across the upper portions of the region as we move from Saturday afternoon into Sunday afternoon, and we'll probably see temperatures early next week mostly in the 80s and lower 90s across a big part of the Midwest, including the upper portions of the region where 80s will be back once again. We'll look for the low temperatures across the region over these next few nights to be primarily 50s and 60s. Those 50s will be mostly confined to the far north, and there may be a couple of lower 70s showing up in those areas that see high temperatures in the 90s. This will include Kansas, Missouri, and some immediate neighboring areas. As far as the second week of the two-week outlook is concerned, the opportunity here for some greater rain in the western Corn Belt seems to be ebbing a little bit higher. A cold front expected sometime between the 15th and the 18th in the western Corn Belt could generate a greater amount of precipitation, but I have to admit the confidence level is still quite low right now. Some of the model data in the last couple of days suggested some hefty amounts of rainfall to occur in the west. I don't buy into that. I think the rain will be relatively light. The sad thing is it doesn't occur for 8 or 9 days, and during that period of time, a large part of the stressed crop areas are going to lose more yield potential by the time you get to the middle of the month, and if you bring on significant rain, it's most likely going to turn too cool shortly thereafter for the crops to fully utilize the moisture. That puts us in a position of running out of time for getting significant amounts of relief to improve crop production. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.